Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
The power map. Meh or yeah? Why did I become an executive coach? I saw lots of great people fail to get ahead at work, while their much less talented peers blew right past them. That made me furious, but also curious. What were great people getting wrong? It came down to helping them re-examine what drove success and then helping them make critical shifts, one hard truth at a time.
Feel like you're doing everything you were told, but you're not moving ahead at work nor having the impact you seek? Then welcome to 97% Effective with Michael Winderoth, where we skip feel-good, happy talk and engage experts in pointed conversations about what it really takes to move the needle at work and your career. So if you feel stalled or frustrated or seek that extra edge as you move to the next level, then look no further. This is the Hard Truths Playbook you never got.
Hi, I'm Michael Winderoth, and you're listening to 97% Effective. You created your power map, the high-impact tool I shared in a previous episode. But, you say, meh, I made a power map, but it's not dramatically moving the needle for me, Michael. The power map. Meh or yeah? In this brief episode, I'll share the top three mistakes people make with their power map, which leads those mistakes to predictable, meh, feelings about the tool, and frankly, meh, results those people get. Or, to powerfully reframe what we'll do in this episode, we'll go through the three things you need to do when making your power map to get the, yeah, results that you want and deserve. By the end of this episode, you'll leave with sharpened insights on how you use the power map tool to give you clarity on who and how to focus your time to get promoted, get big things done, or advance you and your team toward work and career goals. So these are the top three mistakes I've seen working with thousands of executives on their power map. Pay attention to these, and you'll go from meh to yeah. Before we start, just a fun side note, two short side notes. First, if you were lost when I said meh, for non-Americans in the audience or for those not familiar with Yiddish, meh means so-so or uninspiring, with roots in and so it shall be. That saying, meh, was popularized by The Simpsons American cartoon, as well as American sitcoms Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm. The second side note, and back to the power map, as I share the top three points that we'll make here, pull up the power map that you created in that last episode and use these three points to audit your map. Point number one that people miss when making their power map: they didn't create it by hand or put pen to paper. I know immediately when someone shares their power map. The telltale sign? A pristine, finely manicured PowerPoint or an Excel that they wrote into. Without question, the best and most useful power maps that I see are done by hand, on paper. And often, the first version is even a bit messy. I know, we live in a digital world, but I have seen it over and over. Making your power map by hand allows you to see the big picture, cross out, add, or even move information, and see connections. Connections are insights. The big mistake most people make is trying to keep the map in their head. But even when they put it in their computer or use technology, they see the landscape two-dimensionally when you need to see it in three dimensions. And paper, for some reason, allows that, especially with some people who use Post-its, which can be moved around easily. Concrete example here. One client mapping out the global leadership of their company saw a web across the company that popped up visually on paper of execs who had all worked together in a previous company. That translated into an important shared language they spoke and people they trusted or were influenced by. To access that powerful network or get them on your side, you needed to tap into those insights. That same client, on their power map, was able to identify a middle manager who had done cross-functional projects for former bosses who now had huge influence. This unsuspecting middle manager was a trusted connector, someone who could be a fountain of insight and guide the way or even influence. The takeaway here, do your power map by hand. Get those people, their backgrounds, their needs, their connections on paper. It will help you better see the forest and those influence conduits and influence assets that I spoke about in depth in Power Map 101 episode. And identify those conduits and assets, and you can move the mountain because you'll know where to push.
You've been listening to 97% Effective with your host, executive coach Michael Winderoth. If this interview is making you think, make sure to share it with a friend. Now, back to our interview.
Point number two that people miss when making their power map. They checked the ego at the door. That's right. You heard me correctly. They checked the ego at the door. What do I mean by that? When going through key people, they created a great power map, a great inventory of top business needs for each person. But they focused less, to their detriment, on personal needs or the egos of those people. Effectively, they checked everyone's ego at the door. When it comes to examining key people, particularly powerful people, don't check the ego at the door and ignore it. Pay deep attention to it. The simple truth, the hard truth, is that people are heavily driven by ego and emotion. And the higher up you go in the chain, the more that rings true. People are vain and have images they want to project. They have personal interests and pet projects, which may be more important to them than corporate business needs. Pay deep attention to that. The telltale sign, if you find on your power map that your business needs are quite complete, but your personal needs, that area, is frankly pretty light. You need to be a detective. Find out what makes people tick beyond their business goals. Observe, ask others, look at their profiles or what they write about on social media. Everyone has ego. Some of that may be obvious. They want to look good. They want to look good in front of the boss. But when you dig deeper, they have a pet project. They have an image. Or if they're later in their career, they have a legacy or things they want to pursue afterwards. The hard truth. It can be easier and move the needle more if you build relationships and visibility when you hone in on those needs that are personal. Focus on the ego. Concrete example here. One executive, a client that I worked with, despite having the biggest business in terms of revenue, 60% of the company's revenue, could get no visibility or talk time with the CEO, who in many ways took that growth for granted. Instead, my client, creating their power map, realized that the CEO, the key areas that they cared about were a flashy new innovation, pet projects, looking good to investors on one key area that was getting a lot of press, and even certain sports. So my client got themselves on particular working committees internally And my client, who knew the CEO was focused on having diverse teams to drive innovation, made it a point to highlight the fact that their team was the most diverse in the company. These 2 points alone, more than running 60% of the business, enabled one-on-one conversations, visibility, and talk time directly with the CEO. The takeaway here, focus on the ego. Don't pretend it got checked at the door. It's not all business needs. How can you better tap into people's egos, interests, emotions to move the needle? Point number three that people miss in their power map. Great analysis, but no action. In other words, you skip the final and most important step. Identify 3 actions that come out of your power map. What will you do next week? The telltale sign here is if you ask yourself, what are you going to do after you finished your power map? Or what did you do when you look back a week later? Or ask yourself, how would someone else hold me accountable in a week? If you don't have a clear answer to these, you're in trouble. Remember that the power map is a tool to focus your attention. It's not some intellectual exercise to solely map out dynamics. The dynamics you map out, the forest, should inform what you are going to do, or more importantly, not going to do, to advance towards your goal. So what's the first step? For my clients who got results, one reallocated their time, canceled one meeting coming up so they could spend it with a key person they needed on their side, that influence conduit. Another client discovered a point of similarity and an area of expertise that they had that would be helpful to someone on their critical path. They leveraged influence assets. And yet another client identified what they did not know, but needed to find out. So they made it a point in the following week to have a conversation to get more information on that. This is all about clarifying the path, understanding what is in the way, and increasing your odds of success. You can follow the trail of others, or maybe you need to break some rules and create shortcuts. Or maybe you've got a pretty tough terrain where things are stacked against you and you're better off advancing or succeeding with your initiative somewhere else. That's what the power map should start to clarify for you. In summary, we've looked at the top 3 mistakes people make when doing their power map. Mistakes that lead to meh results. They don't do it by hand. They don't focus enough on egos, and they don't take action. So to get to yeah, make it by hand, tap into the ego, and write down what specifics you will do to advance in the next week. With that, your power map will make a massive leap forward, and so will you. And with that, you'll have a career that's yeah, not meh. For more information and to go deeper, make sure to review and use my power map tool. It's a free download on my website, linked in the show notes below. Listen to the previous episode of 97% Effective, Power Map 101. And if you need more in-depth examples and to walk through the power map step by step in depth, listen or read chapter 9 in my book, Get Promoted, available on Amazon. Reach out if you got questions or have specific needs. Until then, here's to moving from meh to yeah. See you next week on 97% Effective.
Thanks for listening to 97% Effective, where we skip happy talk and help you break through and ascend one hard truth at a time. Help others discover this show. Leave a review and rating wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you like what you heard, you can get free resources, including the first chapters of Michael's book, Get Promoted, on his website, www.changwinderoth.com. That's www.changwenderoth.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.